highly of Matt and his ability. It just seems like maybe consistency is the thing with him. Is that the key?
No, I also speak highly of him. I think he's a good young player who's still developing. You know, so I like his game and I like what he does. And I mean, the players, Jason Peters calls him the technician. He's very technically sound. So he's.
Well, the four guys, how are they different? Like, Vandervelde's a little smaller and maybe quicker. How would you differentiate them right now in terms of what they do well?
So, who you want to talk about first? Julian?
Whichever of the four.
Okay,
yeah.
You said Julian. Julian is a center guard type player who has value from that standpoint because he can play multiple positions. I would say Julian is not as big as by stature, but he's a real explosive, one of the most explosive players that we have on our team in terms of just, you know, boom, going. And so, there's where he's different. A guy like Gardner may not be as quick or as explosive, but he has a lot more size and he's a lot longer. You know what I mean? And so people have to go a lot further to get around him. Gardner is a very good athlete. Very good athlete for his size. And one would say or look at him and say he's more like a tackle-looking guy, but does a really good job playing guard because of what we do offensively from a zone standpoint and a fast-moving standpoint. You know, it's hard to have those really big type, you know. So he really fits well for us at that position, Gardner. Who else was it that you wanted?
Tobin.
I say Tobin has done a really good job playing on the right side, which was a little unnatural for him. And I still think he needs to keep working over there. But I put him on the left side the last couple of days because he hadn't played all OTAs or even in the preseason. So he's done a really good job as well. And it's these games that count in the stadium as to who we feel will be the person to fill that spot.
And Moffitt. Yes, he's in the mix.
John is getting better every day. You could tell he has been off for a couple of years. You watched yesterday, it was his hands, the delivery, we call spatial awareness as to when do I actually punch you? And how close, when this guy's running full speed, do I initiate the punch? Because you know what? You could go ahead and punch somebody and they're a little further away and you get out of bounds. Now you took yourself out of bounds and the guy runs around your edge. So it's really detailed and he's getting all that timing back right now, and you could see it. We still got to get his feet going a little bit with some of the angles and all that, and he knows. But it's like every day, I started with you. I said every single day, it's like one day at a time. And he's getting, you know, I'm happy with his improvement each day.
He has more NFL starts than any of those other guys.
That's right. And you know what? There's a lot of validity to that because in the heat of the moment, things are flying everywhere. People are moving. The ball's about to be snapped. To have 40-some-odd starts under your belt and seeing that kind of thing, it's not new for you. It's not. And he actually, when you meet him, if you've ever talked to him, he has a very cool, calm, collected personality. He doesn't seem like a panic easily kind of guy, and he plays that way. The other guys that you mentioned, you know, they played a lot of football last year just due to, you know, the fact that we had some injuries. I believe that just because you just said, well, he has a lot more starts in it. Well, guess what? You're right. And it means something and it matters. And these other players that played last year, the Tobins, the Kellys, the Mulks, those guys got in games and played, the Gardners, and they played it. So it's not like this is all new for them either. So that's helped them grow as players, I believe.
Of your young guys, who stands out? I know Chip mentioned Bunch the other day. He certainly has an impressive physique. You know, who's looked good?
I think they're all giving their best effort. They're all really complimenting each other. I believe that. But, you know, to single any one guy out, I don't know if I can. You know, I do agree with Bunch has done some nice things, but then there's some days where you got to get on him, and there's some days that Boyko has done some really good things, and then there's some days you say, Boyko, I wish you could have been. So they've all had their moments. They've all done some really good things, and they've all done some things that are rookie things that that, you know, so.
Seems like Lane had a really good off season. Worked with MMA and appears to have benefited him. Have you seen kind of any changes in Lane as he continues his development?
Absolutely. That guy, and when we drafted Lane in our first year, we knew there was a high ceiling. We knew that he was, and that was really the important thing for us, is we knew that this player had, you know, he had played other multiple positions, defense, quarterback. I mean, he played defensive end, tight end. And so we just knew that as an offensive lineman, he had a lot to learn and a lot to do to develop. But, and he's still in that phase, believe it or not, even in his third year. But it's unbelievable how you could see with his hands and the way he's using his hands from the development he had in the offseason. He puts a lot of time. When he leaves here, he's working. You can guarantee he's working. He's a very serious about his career guy.
So with the hands, what is it? Is it just the way he strikes, or?
Well, you know, as a tackle, you know, the worst thing you can do is stick your hand straight out like that, so the defensive guy can slap him down. So he's been able to move his hands in a way that, you know, the guy can't get a hold of his hands, and then he times it up where we call it spatial awareness. When do you punch? And all that stuff has to be calculated, and I think he's making some really good decisions as to when to do that.
Jason Peters talked a lot about moving.
Thank you.
And changing.
Thank you. I've been waiting for a Jason Peters question. This guy is unbelievable. He's unbelievable. He is absolutely, I mean, look, in our 3 years of being here, this year, and they're all, he's been a great player in all his years. But from a physical standpoint, from a being in great shape, from understanding and having a plan as to how we're going to block particular, you know, he's so focused and so on his game right now, more so than ever before. And as good as he is as a player, okay, I say this. He's out here with the young kids, the rookies, and he's out here spending time. I'm not lying to you now. You can watch him at the end of practices. How many elite players, whether it be in baseball, hockey, how many of the top-level guys actually take time out of their day to stay with a young player on his own? He says to the guy, hey, come here. Hey, Bunch, come here. Hey, Boyko, come here. How many guys do that? So as good as the player that this guy is, he's even a better person. I can't say enough about him. I'm so blessed to have a chance to coach a guy like Jason Peters. Trust me.